This episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR is brought to you by Molecule. If you know me, you know that I like tools and tricks that help me live a little more efficiently and comfortably. And one aspect I hadn't really considered was the quality of air that I breathe. And that's primarily because I thought it was totally out of my control. Molecule is a complete reinvention of the air purifier, not just an improvement on existing solutions. And that's because Molecule destroys indoor air pollutants at a molecular level, completely removing them from the air you breathe. Its breakthrough technology is capable of destroying indoor air pollutants that are 1,000 times smaller than a HEPA filter can trap. So what does that mean? Okay, let's assume you have a regular HEPA filter. Essentially, that will capture the large particles with no problem, but not the much smaller ones. But more concerning than that, if mold or other bacteria latches onto the HEPA filter, it can grow, and inevitably those tiny particles from the growing mold or bacteria, it'll start to circulate in your home. Molecule's technology has been effective and verified by science, but most importantly, it's been tested by real allergy and asthma sufferers to better cope with their conditions and significantly reduce their symptoms. One Molecule customer said she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years. For $75 off your first order, visit MOLEKULE.com and use promo code SLEEP at checkout. That's Molecule.com with a K and promo code SLEEP. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 219 of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we'll be reading the Wikipedia page for Billy Idol. So, this is another rendition of ASM articles. Now, if you're wondering why I chose Billy Idol, it was frankly just because I was listening to some of his music recently, and I just wanted to do it. That's the honest truth. He was sort of like on the top of my mind, so I figured, you know what, why not do an ASM article about Billy Idol? So, let's jump into it as I open my notes. Sorry for that click. Can I click one more time? Okay, there we go. So, here. William Michael Albert Broad, born November 30th, 1955. Known professionally as Billy Idol, is an English musician, singer, songwriter, and actor. His first achieved fame in the 1970s. He first achieved fame, in the 1970s as a member of the punk rock band Generation X. Subsequently, he embarked on a solo career, which led to international recognition and made Idol one of the lead artists during the MTV-driven second British invasion in the USA. Idol began his career late 1975 as a guitarist for the band Chelsea. However, he soon left the group and along with his bandmate Tony James formed Generation X, with Idol being the lead singer. The band achieved success in the UK and released three albums on Chrysalis Records before disbanding. In 1981, Idol moved to New York City to pursue a solo career in collaboration with guitarist Steve Stevens. His debut studio album, Billy Idol, in 1982, was a commercial success, and with music videos for singles Dancing With Myself and White Wedding. Two of my maybe top five favorite Billy Idol songs. Probably three. Maybe three. Sweet 16 is definitely my favorite Billy Idol song. Let's see here. His second studio album, Rebel Yell, in 1983, was a major commercial success with hit singles Rebel Yell and Eyes Without a Face. The album was certified double platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America for shipment of 2 million copies in the U.S. In 1986, he released Whiplash Smile. Idol had accumulated three UK top singles, Rebel Yell, White Wedding, and Money Money. And in 1988, he released a greatest hits album, Idol Songs, 11 of the Best, which charted at number 2 on the UK albums chart, and the British phonographic industry certified it platinum. So now we start with 1955 through 75, early life. Idol was born in Stanmore, Middlesex. The name Billy Idol was inspired by a school teacher's description of him as Idol. In an interview on November 21st, 1983, Idol said the name was a bit of a goof, but also part of the old English school of rock. Billy Fury and all that. It was a double thing, not just a poke at the superstar-like people. It was fun, you know. In another interview for BBC Breakfast on October 2014, he said that he wanted to be Billy Idol, I-D-L-E, but thought he could not because of Monty Python star Eric Idle. And so he chose I-D-O-L instead. Sorry, my notes are a little bit scattered here. In 1958, when Idol was 2 years old, his parents moved to Patchogue, New York. The family returned to England 4 years later with Idol and his younger sister, Jane, who had been born in the U.S., settling in Dorking, Surrey. In 71, the family moved to Bromley, London, where Idol attended Ravensbourne School for Boys. Idol also attended Worthing High School for Boys in Worthing, West Sussex. In October 1975, Idol went to Sussex University to pursue an English degree and lived on campus, on the East Slope campus, East Slope building, I guess, but left after 1 year in 76. He then went on to join the Bromley contingent of Sex Pistol fans, a loose gang that traveled into town when the band played. Idol's parents were devout Anglicans and attended church regularly. 1975 through 81, Generation X. Idol first joined Chelsea in 1975 as a guitarist. He and Chelsea bandmate Tony James soon left that group and co-founded Generation X, with Idol switching from guitarist to lead singer. Generation X was one of the first punk bands to appear on the BBC television music program Top of the Pops. Although a punk rock band, they were inspired by mid-1960s British pop, in sharp contrast to their more militant peers, with Idol stating, quote, "We were saying the opposite to the Clash and the Pistols. They were singing no Elvis, Beatles, or the Rolling Stones, but we were honest about what we liked. The truth was we were all building our music on the Beatles and the Stones," end quote. Generation X signed with Chrysalis Records and released three albums and performed in the 1980 film DOA before disbanding. 1981 through 85, solo career, Rebel Yell, and Breakthrough. Idol moved to New York City in 1981 and became a solo artist, working with former KISS manager Bill Alcoin. Idol's punk-ish image worked well with the glam rock style of his new partner and guitarist Steve Stevens. Together they worked with bassist Phil Fight and drummer Greg Gerson. Idol's solo career began with the Chrysalis Records EP titled Don't Stop in 1981, which included the Generation X song Dancing With Myself, originally recorded for the last album Kiss Me Deadly, and a cover of Tommy James and the Shondells' song Money Money. Idol's debut solo album, Billy Idol, was released in July 1982. Part of the MTV-driven second British invasion of the US, in 1982, Idol became an MTV staple with White Wedding and Dancing With Myself. The music video for White Wedding was filmed by British director David Mallet, and it received heavy rotation on MTV. In 83, Idol's label released Dancing With Myself in the U.S. in conjunction with a music video directed by Toby Hooper, which played on MTV for 6 months. Idol's second LP, Rebel Yell, in 83 was a major success and established Idol in the United States with hits such as Rebel Yell, Eyes Without a Face, and Flesh for Fantasy. Another good song I like about, or another song I like from Idol, Flesh for Fantasy. Where did I stop? Eyes Without a Face peaked at number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100, and Rebel Yell reached number 6 in the UK singles chart. This album and its single saw Idol become popular in other countries such as Germany, Italy, Switzerland, and New Zealand. 1986 through 92, Whiplash, Smile, and Charmed Life. Idol released Whiplash, Smile in 86, which sold well. The album included his hits To Be a Lover, Don't Need a Gun, and Sweet 16. There it is, my favorite song. Idol filmed a video featuring Sweet 16 in Florida's Coral Castle. In 1986, Stevens appeared with Harold Faltermeyer on the Top Gun soundtrack. Their contribution was a Grammy-winning instrumental Top Gun anthem. Stevens was working on Whiplash Smile, and Faltermeyer supplied the keyboards, which led to both of them playing on the Top Gun score. After Stevens' success, the partnership between Idol and Stevens fell apart. Besides playing an acoustic show for KROQ in 93, Stevens and Idol did not tour again until early 1999. Stevens and Idol collaborated in the mid-90s, playing with Guns N' Roses members Duff McKagan and Matt Sorum in 95. Idol, Stevens, McKagan, and Sorum performed Christmas in the USA on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno in 95. A remix album was released in 87 called Vital Idol. This album featured a live rendition of his cover of Tommy James' Money Money. In 1987, the single topped the United States chart and reached number 7 in the UK. The album had already been available in the UK for 2 years. Idol and his girlfriend Perry Lister moved from New York to LA. Lister became pregnant with Idol's son, Willem Wolf Broad, born on June 15, 1988. Idol did not stay loyal to Lister and started seeing Linda Mathis, who was 13 years younger than Idol. At the age of 19, Mathis became pregnant and chose to move in with her mother to have her child, a girl named Bonnie Blue Broad. Born on August 21st, 1989. Idol was involved in a serious motorcycle accident which nearly cost him a leg on February 6, 1990 in Hollywood. He was hit by a car when he ran a stop sign when riding home from the studio one night, requiring a steel rod to be placed in his leg. Shortly prior to this, film director Oliver Stone had chosen Idol for a role in his film The Doors, but the accident prevented him from participating in a major way, and Idol's role was reduced to a small part. He had also been James Cameron's first choice for the role of the villain T-1000 in Terminator 2 Judgment Day. The role was recast entirely as a result of the accident. I had no idea about all this. It's really cool. I mean, it's unfortunate, obviously, the accident, but I really didn't know much about Billy Idol, so it's kind of interesting to read about this. Charmed Life was released in 1990, and a video for the single Cradle of Love had to be shot. The song had been featured on the Andrew Dice Clay film The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. Since Idol was unable to walk, he was shot from the waist up. The video featured video footage of him singing in large frames throughout an apartment while Betsy Lynn George was trying to seduce a businessman. The video was placed in rotation on MTV. Cradle of Love earned Idol a third Grammy nomination for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance. Against his doctor's advice, he also managed to make appearances to promote Charmed Life. Now we are in 1993 through 2004, Cyberpunk, Career Decline and Resurgence. In 93, Idol released Cyberpunk. Regarded as experimental, it was recorded in a home studio using a Macintosh computer, which was a new concept at the time. Idol used Studio Vision and Pro Tools to record the album. The album took 10 months to make. Idol recorded the album with guitarist Mark Younger Smith and producer Robin Hancock. Special editions of the album were issued with a floppy disk which contained a screensaver. It was one of the first albums which listed the email address of the artist, idol@well.sf.ca.us, now inactive, in its booklet. In 96, Idol appeared in a live version of The Who's Quadrophenia. In 1994, Idol collapsed outside an LA nightclub due to an overdose on a drug called GHB. GHB was a legal drug at the time and mainly used by weightlifters. After the incident, Idol decided that his children would never forgive him for dying of a drug overdose, and he began to focus more on fatherhood. He has never admitted that he's totally off drugs, just that he has his habit under control. He claims to have first smoked marijuana at the age of 12, and also says he took acid at the age of 13. cyberpunk based tribute to Lou Reed with Idol's cover of Heroin. Idol did not want to release an album during this period because he was having a lot of problems with his record label. It was decided that he would wind up owing the record company money if he produced anything. EMI hired producer Glenn Ballard to work with him on a new project, but Idol battled the label over creative differences and the album was put on hold. What else? These are just like little tidbits, I guess. Idol made a cameo appearance as himself in the 98 film The Wedding Singer with Adam Sandler, in which Idol played a pivotal role in the plot. The film also featured White Wedding on its soundtrack. What else? Now we jump to 2005 through 2009, Devil's Playground. Devil's Playground, which came out in March 2005, was Idol's first new studio album in nearly 12 years. Idol reunited with guitarist Steve Stevens and producer Keith Forsey to record the album. It was after a concert at the Hammerstein Ballroom that Sanctuary Records approached Idol about making new music in his older style. The album was recorded with the entire band playing in one room, rather than each person recording their parts separately. Idol's drummer, Brian Tichy, collaborated with Idol and Stevens and co-wrote some of the tracks on the album. The first single and video to be released was Scream. The album reached number 46 on the Billboard 200. The album included a cover of Plastic Jesus. Idol played a handful of dates on the 2005 Vans Warped Tour and also appeared on the Download Festival at Donington Park, the Voodoo Music Experience New Orleans, and Rock and Ring. Guitarist Steve Stevens broke his ulna, no idea what that is, while taking a few bags into his hotel in New Orleans. The guitarist had to perform most of the tour in a two-piece removable cast. In 2006, as his only UK live date, he appeared headlining the Sunday night of Gull Festival. That same year, he made an appearance on Viva La Bam, where he helped Bam Margera succeed in quote-unquote creating a sunroof for his Lamborghini Gallardo and performed live for April Margera for her birthday. In 2006, Idol guested on his keyboardist Derek Sherinian's solo album Blood of the Snake, covering the 1970 Mungo Jerry hit, quote unquote. Well, the name of the song is In the Summertime. A video was made featuring Idol and guitarist Slash. In 2008, Rebel Yell appeared as a playable track for the video game Guitar Hero World Tour. I remember that very fondly. And White Wedding on Rock Band 2. Also remember that very fondly. I had a great time playing Rock Band with my sisters. I was always the drums. The middle sister was always guitar, and the younger one would sing. On June 24th, 2008... Idol released a new greatest hits album, The Very Best of Billy Idol, Idolize Yourself. The compilation featured two previously unreleased tracks, John Wayne and New Future Weapon. A third track, Fractured, was available for download on iTunes. He embarked on a worldwide tour, co-lining with Def Leppard. 2010 through present, Kings and Queens of the Underground. On February 16th, 2010, Idol was announced as one of the acts to play the Download Festival in Donington Park, England. He stated, quote, "With all of these great heavyweight and cool bands playing Download this year, I'm going to have to come armed with my punk rock attitude, Steve Stevens, and all of my classic songs, plus a couple of Way Out covers. Should be fun," end quote. In 2012, Idol appeared on the third episode of the BBC 4 series, How the Brits Rocked America. Idol released his eighth studio album, Kings and Queens of the Underground, in October 2014. Whilst recording the album between 2010 and 2014, he worked with producer Trevor Horn. Horn's former Bungles and Yes bandmate Jeff Downes and Greg Kirsten. Idol's autobiography entitled Dancing with Myself was published on October 7th, 2014. And I think that's it. Hold on. Let me click pause quickly and see if there's anything else here I have to share. Because typically I like to finish with like personal life and that kind of stuff. So, 1 second. Nope, that seems to be the end of it. Typically on Wikipedia, they'll have personal life and other things at the end, but in this particular case, they end with band members and former band members and awards, so that's pretty much it. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed this version or rendition of ASM Articles. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can always reach me at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. If you love the show, use the show to help you sleep, relax, whatever it may be, please consider donating, either becoming a patron on Patreon, or just making a one-time donation. Really helps the show out. All that information will be included in the show notes, and I'll stop rambling. Thanks as always for listening, and take care. Make sure to visit molecule.com and use promo code SLEEP at checkout for $75 off your Molecule air filter. That's MOLEKULE.com, promo code SLEEP. Thanks again for listening.